We're in Netivot Shalom on Parshat Vayira. We're on the piece Hashem Yira'eh on page Kuf Chaf Dalet. Vayikra Avraham Shem Makom Ahu Hashem Yira'eh Asher Yemar Hayom Behar Hashem Yira'eh. Avram called the name of the place where Akedat Yitzchak took place Hashem Yira'eh. I think it's Yira'eh. Called it Hashem Yir'eh. That's also the name of the piece. Hashem Yir'eh. Start the full pasuk is Vayikra Avraham Shema Makom Ahu Hashem Yir'eh Asher Ye'amer Hayom Behar Hashem Yira'eh. Translated as, and Avraham called the name of the site Hashem Yir'eh, as it is said, this day on the mountain Hashem will be seen. So that's what Avraham Avinu names the place that that Akedas Yitzchak took place, which is, as we know, is Har HaBayit, and the place where Beit HaMikdash will eventually be built. Harav HaKadosh HaMagid Mikuznich Zal B'Sifro Avodat Yisrael Mevi Et Lashon HaTargum Yerushalmi Al Pasuk Zeh. So he brings the Targum Yerushalmi. V'Tzali Avraham V'Amar Et Hu Hashem Dechame V'Lo Mitchame U'Mevaer D'Kasher Ma'amidim Adam B'Nisayon. So what this means is that when a person comes to a test, when a person gets to a test in Avodas Hashem, all of their heights, all of their great levels are taken away from them. Ki az yachez b'madregotav b'shat nisayon. Ki im yachez b'madregotav b'shat nisayon. Because if a person were to grasp onto their levels on at the time of a test, ein zeh nechshav l'nisayon b'chlal. It's not a test at all. Ki kasher adam yodea shu'a meid lifnei melech gadol v'nora. When a person knows that they're standing before the king, haro'eh et kol ma'asav, who sees everything that they're doing, haro'eh ein kol rabuta b'zeh shu'a misnayon. There's no maila in succeeding in the test. At the time of a test, all of a person's clarity and all of a person's tremendously lofty places in their mind that they're able to achieve what they understand, all of that they don't feel at all. Pause there. So what is he saying? Meaning what he's saying is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is constantly giving us Siyata Dishmaya. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is constantly giving us clarity. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is constantly giving us understanding. That's all a bestowal. It's all a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us as a gift that helps us through life, in the moment of a test, that goes away. Because if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is testing us to see who I am, what I can accomplish, if I can overcome, there's no chiddush that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can overcome his own test. The chiddush is, can I overcome that test? Who have I forged myself to be? And so in the time of a test, he's either going to say this, I assume, or he's assuming that we already know this, because he talks about this in a lot of different pieces, is that in the moment of a test, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving us a test, all that I have is what I've earned. Anything in Avodas Hashem that I have fought for, anything in Avodas Hashem that I have made a part of myself, anything in Yediyah v'Kadosh Baruch Hu, in Emuna, in Chochmah, in Torah, in Ruchnias, anything that I've been Kona, anything that I've acquired for myself through effort, anything that I've made a part of myself, not that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving for me to help me get through life. Anything that I've earned, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me this gift of having this clarity of Emuna, and then I fought to make that Emuna part of who I am, that's what I get to keep in the time of a test. But anything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives me for free, normally in life, that's what goes away. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is testing me. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants me to show, to bring out, to bring out, as the Rambam says, Mikoach Elapol, from to potential to actualize who I am, what I've accomplished, what I've achieved, what I've internalized. That's what just happens at the moment of a test. And so true by all of the tests of Avraham, but certainly by the test of the Akedah. That at the test of the Akedah, all of the great levels that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to Avraham were taken away from him, and all of the Dvikut Ba'Hashem that he was given was taken away from him. Uvazem Mefaresh HaPasuk. And that's how the pasuk can be understood. Bayom hashlishi, on the third day of traveling to see where he was going to do Akedas Yitzchak, Vayisa Abraham et Einav, Abraham lifted up his eyes, Vayarat amakom erachok, and he saw the place where the Akeda was going to take place in the distance. Makom miromaz laKadosh Baruch Hu. Beautiful. Mekomo shel olam. Vayarat amakom erachok shelachar kol hakavanot she'asah bishloshet hayamim adayin hu nir elo shaKadosh Baruch Hu sarmen avuhu merachok. Beautiful. You caught what he said?
No.
Unbelievable. He says, why do I care? Why does the need to tell me that Avram lifted up his eyes and he saw the mountain in the distance that was the mountain he was going to go to? You know what he did after that? He closed the gap and he walked the distance and he got to the mountain. What do I care that the mountain in the distance? He says, Mazeh Makom. It's the Mekomot Shalom, that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That even though for 3 days, Avram Avinu, every taking advantage of every single moment of every single day, building himself up to get ready for the test of Akedas Yitzchak. 3 days later, when he finally arrives where he's going to have to do the Akedah, Vayarat HaMakom Rechok. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mekomot Shalom, seemed very, very distant. Because at that moment, all of his Madregas and all of his Siyat HaDishmai was taken away. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu seems very, very distant. Because it wasn't about the closeness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that was going to get him through the test. Only Avraham could overcome that test. The test was Avraham himself. And so he saw Makom, he saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu at a distance. V'tala Avraham et asiba lekach b'ne'arav sheyuimo. And the reason, and Avraham thought, well, maybe I feel distant because of the company that I'm keeping. The people who surround us impact our ruchnius. This is a very important concept. The people who are around us actively impact our ruchnius. And so he thinks that it's the people who are around him that are having that impact on him. Al deret kitab chazal, chazal say, shekol zman shehaya lot im Avraham, lo hayita yichola liyot hitgalut hashchina el Avraham. That as long as Lot was with Avraham, for the first few paragraphs of Parshat Lech Lecha, Avram wasn't able to have a full hitgalut hashchina, a complete revelation of the Shechina, because Lot was withholding it. Who we're around, who we surround ourselves with, impact our ruchnius. Lachina Marlin Arav. That's why he turned around. You can actually see in the psukim very beautifully. Impacts our ruchnius, impacts our spirituality in a very, very deep way. We like to think about it in the way of like, no, well, if obviously if somebody's in my apartment who I'm rooming with and they're playing music that's inappropriate or they're watching things that are inappropriate or they're speaking Lashon Hara or they're doing this and doing that, that's going to impact your ruchnius. But literally, the person who's sitting next to you, who I choose to keep in the room with me even when it's quiet, the people that are in the room with me impact my ruchnius. It's a powerful thing to think about who we're spending our time with and who we want to be and who's impacting who we are. But it's an incredible thing. The second after Lot leaves in the beginning of Parshat Lech Lecha, it's the same pasuk if I remember correctly. It says, hear the pasuk. Right after they argue and Lot goes to stone. This is Lech Lecha Perek Yud Gimel pasuk Yud Dalid. V'Hashem Amar al Avram Acharehi Pared Lot Meimo. That's how the pasuk phrases it. God then spoke to Avram only once Lot had separated from him. Look around at everything around you. I'm going to give you Eretz Israel. Lot was withholding that from him. Just being in his proximity, just being around him. So what happened? So Avram gets to this place. He's ready for the Akedah, and suddenly he feels this distance from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he looks around, and who's with him? Who's with him? Yitzchak. So Yitzchak's good. We like Yitzchak. Yitzchak's solid. Who else is with him? Yishmael and Eliezer. It says that he had the Ne'arav with him. And Chazal understand the Ne'arav to be Eliezer and Yishmael. So Lachin Amar le Ne'arav, Shvu lachem po im achamor. Stay back here with the donkey and we'll go forward. Keyas Savor, the reason is, says the Netivot Shalom, She'al Yidei Kein Yashuvu Elav Hagiluyim B'Dvigot Hashem, that once he left behind Yishmael and Eliezer, who were on a lower Madrega than he and Yitzchak, that all of his great loftiness would return to him. V'kach nimshach hadavar ad shenishlam hanisayon, and this kept going with him until finally the test was completed. Kasher amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu al tishlach etcha lanar, till HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, okay, you lifted up the knife and you were ready to go. Once HaKadosh Baruch Hu then comes down and says, okay, don't do it, put down the knife. Don't put your hand out to the boy. Then all of the enlightenment that he had, all of the vikut Hashem that he had, it all came back to him. That's what it means that Avraham called this place Hashem Yireh. Because now it was clear to him. He was able to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu always. Even in the times, the most difficult times of Hester upon him. Even when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is most hidden from us. Where HaKadosh Baruch Hu can't be seen. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even in those times where we can't see him and we don't think that he's there, he's standing right next to us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always being mashkiach us. He's always guiding us. He's always taking care of us. That in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, everything that's hidden is revealed before him. A person doesn't see that in the time of a test. And that was what was proven to Avraham in the time of Akedas Yitzchak. That was revealed to him that in the moment when a person seems distant from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's the greatest revelation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a beautiful, it's not necessarily exactly perfect for this context, maybe not, but it's about Purim, so we're going to add it anyway. That it says in Parshat, Vayelech, the very well known pasuk that's quoted around Purim time. Astir panai bayomahu. That's Esther mina Torah mina. And where do we see Esther in the Torah? From Miglat Esther. Where do we see Esther in the Torah? From Astir panai bayomahu. I will doubly hide my face in that day, which is a hint of the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be doubly hidden from us at the end of days. So how do many understand that pasuk? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu, normally we exist in Esther panim, but at the end of the day is going to be so difficult that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be doubly hide his face, and it's going to be impossible to find him. I think it's the Nativot Shlomo who gives this mashal. It's a beautiful mashal. He says, no. That's not even need to understand it. What does it mean that HaKadosh Baruch Hu in our generation, the Ikvah of the Mashiach, the end of days, how? What does it mean that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to doubly hide his face in our days? He says, imagine like it's a game, like it's a, I don't know, maybe it's, I can't remember if it's Nivot Shalom or not. But he says, imagine it's like a game of hide and seek. So imagine you're playing hide and seek in a mansion. Imagine you're playing hide and seek in a small apartment in Manhattan. Where is it harder to hide? In the mansion or in the apartment in Manhattan? The apartment. Why?
Smaller.
It's smaller. It's the place to go. Meaning, no matter where you look, the person's going to be in closer proximity to you by default. He says, what's happening at the end of days? In the end of days, things will go so crazy, yes. It'll be so difficult, yes. But if you open up your eyes and see that the only reason why things could be so crazy at the end of days is because of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Meaning, HaKadosh Baruch Hu at the end of days has to astir panai. He has to doubly hide his face. Because if he wouldn't work as hard as one has to work to play, when playing hide and seek, as hard as one has to work to hide in an apartment, if he wasn't working that hard, you'd literally trip over him. Because he's standing right next to you. In the end of days, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so close. He's so close that if we turn around, we would see him. That he has to work that hard to hide himself. That's what it's like in the end of days. That's what he's saying right here. In the time of a test, it seems like a Kadosh Baruch Hu is so far away. It feels like Hester Panim. What the Netivot Shalom is saying that Avram is bringing out in the test of the Akedah, Bizman Shuhayan Yir Elo Shurachok Meshami Barach, when it seems like we're distant from a Kadosh Baruch Hu in the time of a test, and that's the times when we feel distant. How could this happen to me? How am I supposed to survive this? Where's a Kadosh Baruch Hu? This is impossible. How am I supposed to do this? How could a Kadosh Baruch Hu do such a thing? How am I going to come out the other side? How am I going to survive this terrible thing that I just went through? How am I going to survive that this person's sick, lo aleinu, or that I just broke up with this person after so many years, lo aleinu, or that I just after all of this the bad grades that I just got on my test, how am I going to keep going through my major? Whatever the case is, how am I going to survive? How am I going to make it through? He's saying is that's when a Kadosh Baruch Hu is standing right there. He's literally standing there, waiting to see what we're going to do next. Waiting for us to find him. To just jump right over that hurdle and land right next to him. So he can take our hand again and walk us down to the next part of life. Umeinze, next paragraph. Ita b'torat avot. It says in the Sefer of the Slonimer, ala pasuk, v'alokim nisat Avraham, that God tested Avraham. That who tested Avraham specifically? Which name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Which revealed aspect of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Elokim, midat adin. That it was Elokim, which is always hinting to midat adin. That's why an Elohim in Hebrew is a judge. A judge is what metes out justice. Elohim is the name of judgment. And Elohim by God, so too is the Midah of Din. V'ubichinat tzimtzum. It's an aspect of restricting, right? Because what is Din? What is judgment? There's the letter of the law. I'm making a box, right? Inside this box is mutter. Outside of this box is usser. That's how it works. That's how judgment works. Is you either what you did was allowed or what you did wasn't allowed. Either you're chayav or you're putter. Either it's mutter or it's aser. So judgment or the name Elohim is a restrictive name because it's restricting you to the law. It's restricting you to the system. That's why Elohim in Gematria is hateva. It's when God works within the refined, restricted, boxed systems of nature. When he chooses to work through the systems of nature that he created. So bichinat simtsum, it's withholding, restricting to the system. That in the time of a test, it was a midah of din. All of the madrigas, all the things that were for free, there's nothing for free during a test. They all were taken from Avraham. And in this reality of bichinat elokim, when all of the great, again, enlightenment that we've achieved, that we experience, is taken away, which the Sfarim referred to as katnut hamochin. Mochin is the mind. Katnut is a smallness, when we're in a place of a smallness of mind, not a broadness of mind. We're not given the gift of having a broadness of perspective in that moment. We feel constricted by the situation, constricted by the moment. Right? When we're in a situation of difficulty, we're in a situation of, what's the Hebrew word? In difficulty? Or? I'm in distress. Tsa'ar. Right? Mitzarim, or borders or boundaries. When I'm in a situation of tsa'ar, in a situation of distress, I feel limited by my situation. I can't see the broadness of the reality. I just see the limitations that this moment is imposing upon me. That's katnut hamochin, a small, where my mind is being put into a small place, where again, I have nothing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not giving me any free enlightenment. I only have what I've been able to internalize. Vayomer elav Avraham. And so God calls out and says, Avraham, Vayomer hineni, says, I'm here. Mechol matzav shehu hineni, kemo shayiti, ach ben der, zelber. Don't tell anyone. I don't speak Yiddish. Every once in a while it throws it in. I have no idea what he's talking about. It's the one thing, and it's your side coming up. Our learning should be Lili Neshama Aaron Ben Pinchas, my father-in-law. The only time I ever heard my father-in-law disappointed in me in my entire life was when he found out that I didn't know how to speak Yiddish. Which he only found out a few years into our marriage. So it was doubly disappointing. I didn't even know that I'd been disappointing him for all that time. But our learning should be Lilui Nishmato, which is coming up in around a week. Again, I don't know what that means. That the times of darkness are just like the times where we have gadlut hamochin, broadness of perspective. I'm the same way with you. When you're in katnut hamochin, than when you're in gadlut hamochin. You may experience the difficulties differently, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but I'm still there with you. I'm with you in the same emunah pshuta. I'm in the same with the same avoda. The other way. My apologies. Avram responded, Hineni. Avram is saying, I am still with you. Whether I have gadlut hamochin or katnut hamochin, whether I'm able to see things or I'm not not able to see things. Whether I'm living by Emunah Peshut or I'm living with the greatest, it doesn't matter. It says Avraham, I'm always in the same state of Hineni. I'm here. I'm ready to do my avoda. I'm standing before you. Hineni be'ota Emunah Peshuta. I'm standing by the same Emunah Peshuta. U'be'ota b'chinat avoda. I'm ready for the same avdus. I'm ready for the same work. U'muchan limsoret nafshi la'asot kirtzon Hashem. I'm ready to give over my whole life for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Gam b'siach oshech kamo b'siach or. Whether I'm at the lowest darkness, the greatest darkness, or the apex of enlightenment, says Avraham, it's the same Hineni. I'm the same Avraham. Same Emunah Peshuta, same Eved Hashem, same Avodas Hashem, nothing changes. Because that's who, but that's the whole point. Because by Avraham, that's who I am through and through. Avraham Kiilu, says the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, take away whatever you want.
I've heard this many times.
Strip me down to my bare bones. Because kol atzmotai tomarna Hashem mikamocha. Because my bones are screaming out, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is like you. That's who I am, says Avraham. You can take away whatever you want. But if you're going to leave me, you're stuck with somebody who believes in you in every ounce of my being. And who's willing to sacrifice himself for you from every ounce of being. That's what we're striving to achieve. You know, we all have those moments where we go to a shir. Ever walk out of a shir and you're like, oh, forget it, I'm dropping out of college. I'm just going to sit in the base medrash all day and I'm just going to daven and learn all day. Ever had that moment? Right? Or you sit there and you go on a tiyul and you see like the beauty of Eretz Yisrael, or you see a sunset or whatever it is. I'm seeing smiles. You've all had those moments. Right? And you're like, that's it. I'm done. I'm cooked. That's it for life. I'm set. Except that a week after that, you're like, I know I felt something last week. What was that thing that I felt again? I know it was really important. I know that I wanted to sit in the base measures, but why am I sitting in front of the safer? I don't remember. The goal of life is that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us those moments, those are gifts. I don't mean this in a way that's disparaging. Those moments that you're remembering, none of you earned them. None of you earned them. And it's important to realize that. It's something that I've talked about this in another shirim before, but it's one of the biggest failures of modern day Torah education. Is that modern day Torah education is so focused. You can think of any programs with any acronyms you like. Right? Pick as many letters as you want to add in. They're all about creating these inspirational moments for you. Because I, as an educator, feel that I've accomplished something if I've gotten you to an inspirational moment, and because I get satisfaction when I see that look on your face that you ha. But I never ever prepare you for the next day when you wake up and you've forgotten what happened the day before and you've fallen to the lowest depths that you've ever fallen before, because now you know what it's like to live in that moment of inspiration and it's gone. That's the failure of modern Torah education, is we're so focused on creating these inspirational moments and not creating people who are inspired, and they're not the same thing. That's why I'll be the one to say to you, you can blame it on me. I was the one who was mean. Every single moment that you just remembered that you smiled about, you didn't earn. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it to you for free as a gift because He loves you. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you see this feeling? You want this feeling? You love this feeling? You should, because that's the goal. That's what you want. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu the next day, you know what He does? He takes it away. And He says, now go and earn it. Now go and fight tooth and nail. Claw your way up the ladder of Emunah and Avoda. Claw your way up internally to make that who you are. You don't want it as a gift. Pasuk says, Soneh matanot yichyeh. The person who hates gifts is truly alive. Because that moment of inspiration wasn't truly life. That was a gift. That was a taste of Olam Haba. And we live in Olam Hazeh. You want to live in this world? So ne matanot yichyeh. You have to hate gifts. You don't want anything in this world but what you worked to earn with your own sweat and tears. That's what you want in this world. And if you're so ne matanot yichyeh in this world, you'll have earned your Olam Haba. That's what it means. And that's an Avraham Avinu who's able to look at a Kadosh Baruch Hu and say, ha! You took away everything? Fine. Guess what? You're still stuck with an Eved Hashem. You're still stuck with a Ma'amin. Because that's who I am. You can't scare me. You're telling me to shecht my son? Okay. I heard the words. I know that they came from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay. So let's go shecht. Let's go shecht. Let's play a game of chicken. I'll keep walking. You tell me when to stop. I'll go up the mountain. You tell me when to stop. I'll pick up the knife. Last chance. Because I'm doing it. If you say to do it, it's you. Nothing's going to stop me. What can stop him? A malach screaming from Shemayim. Stop! That's it. Because that's Avram. You can't stop Avram. You can't stop a mom in like that. And that's how we need to look at those moments. Sof ma'aseh b'machshava tchila. Always quote that. It's such a deep line, such an important line. Sof ma'aseh b'machshava tchila. HaKadosh Baruch Hu plants in our mochin the godless, gives us those moments of inspiration, that machshava tchila. Then we have to earn it as the sof ma'aseh. We have to fight to make that lemaisa. Sof ma'aseh b'machshava tchila. Kadosh Baruch Hu gives us a mochin de godless, then we have to fight to earn it and make it our mochin de katnus. Make that our baseline. Make that who we are. And that's who Avraham Avinu was. Yeah. There's counter forces. You set out to push them in the wrong direction. Tov. Let's skip into the next paragraph. The Abior Bazeh, Kedita Basfar Makadoshim. That when Avram was connected, was clinging to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Vayab Madrigotav Haramot. And was on the highest levels on the highest levels. As Kol Nisayon Sheba Olam Lo Nechshav Lagabav Nisayon. There wasn't a test by Avram. It wasn't shy to even call it a test. He was always giving his whole being over to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everything was equal to him. It didn't matter. Olam Haza, Olam Haba. Mochin de Godless, Mochin de Katnus. Test, no test. I'm an Eved Hashem. I'm an Eved Hashem. The end. Other than HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there wasn't. There wasn't anything by Avram but HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he didn't even notice tests. What's this test you speak of? I don't know what you're talking about. What test? There's a famine? You know what happens in a famine? What happens in a famine? So what do? You go find food. But a Kadosh Baruch Hu just told me to walk and walk and walk to Arshar Eka. I just got here. I just pitched my tent. I just made him his back. I made him his back to Hashem. How could he tell me to leave? No, there's a famine. What do you do in a famine? You go find food. So you know what he does? He goes to Mitzrayim. But if I go to Mitzrayim, then Paro could take my wife. Okay. Kadosh Baruch Hu will protect her. You say you're my sister. I did my Ishtadlis. He takes her. You know what happens? Nothing. God sends horrible plagues upon Paro's house. Paro freaks out. Says, what are you doing to me? Sends him back his wife. Along with so much rechush, he doesn't know what to do with it. Why? Because he's a mammon. What test? I didn't see a test. Kadosh Baruch Hu sent me a path and I walked down it. What's there to talk about? Now, it doesn't mean that I'm a... I think Rav Kiva Tess talks about this. Like, Kadosh Baruch Hu, when he wants us to be Ovdei Hashem, he doesn't want us to be like a lump on a log. He's like if somebody who turns to a Kadosh Baruch Hu and says, Kadosh Baruch Hu, I'm nothing before you. I don't care about anything. Whatever you tell me to do, whatever, it doesn't matter. Whatever. I'm totally apathetic. To quote, I think I'm quoting correctly, the Torah of Rav Kiva Tess says, that's not an Eved, that's a nuisance. That's an irritation. That's an annoying person sitting there getting in the way. He says that what it means to be totally mevatel oneself, like we're talking about the Avraham Avinu, is that he's saying, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what do you want me to do next? And it doesn't matter if what HaKadosh Baruch Hu says seems impossible, seems horrible, or seems possible and seems incredible. His answer is, yeah, let's do it. Let's go to Mitzrayim. Let's go to Mitzrayim. Go and tell everybody you're my sister. It's going to be great. Don't worry about it. Kadosh Baruch Hu will take care of you. And then when he gets back with Rechush Gadol, you know what he says? See that? Kadosh Baruch Hu. He wanted to give us Rechush Gadol. He wanted to make me rich. Now I'm rich. He didn't say that. He says, good. Now I have wealth. What's next? What do I do with that wealth? Lot's arguing with me? It's a test. Not a test. Whatever. Lot, where do you want to go? Lot, you tell me where you want to go. You seem really invested in this. You have your own personal issues here. You go where you want to go. And you know what? Lot had personal issues. So you know where he went? He went to Sodom. You know what Aravinu got left with? All the places without horrible killers. Worked out pretty well. And then he gets promised Eretz Yisrael. Then four kings go, and they steal his cousin who was causing all that trouble. And somebody says, you know what, Avram? I know that you wanted to separate from all the nations of the world, and there's this whole war going on that has nothing to do with you, but we sort of need you to be the commander of the army that's going to go and win the war for everyone. He's like, well, why? Your cousin Lot. Oh, if it's Lot, I know I have to save Lot. Okay, fine, let's go. And he takes a bunch of, 20 kids with him? So he takes his little platoon, he goes, and some of them, five kings. Done. The end. Sarah can't have kids. Sarah says, take Hagar Mitzrit. Okay. If it's a Kadosh Baruch Hu, if this is what you want, I'm going to take Hagar Mitzrit. And he does. And he has a child. And then he's got to deal with the Shalom Bayis problems. And he didn't say, Sarah, what are you... This is your... He should have turned to Sarah and said, Sarah, this is your fault. You said take Hagar, and now you're complaining to me. Make up your mind, woman. Right? Does Avram say that? No, he's Avram. And he turns to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Kadosh Baruch Hu, what do I do? What does he say? Listen to Sarah. He says, oh, great. Sarah, whatever you want, I'm in. I have to throw out my kid. The only kid that I have now. I don't know Yitzchak's coming yet. I have to throw out Yishmael. Because God said, listen to Sarah. He gets up early in the morning, prepares them, gets them the donkey, gets them some food and water, and sends them off. Besimcha. Why? Because the Kadosh Baruch Hu said so. Not because I don't care. Because I care so deeply about the only thing that matters, which is what does the Kadosh Baruch Hu want? Because I know that even if it looks bad, not because I don't care about Yishmael, and not because I don't care about Hagar, and not because I don't care about Lot, and not because I don't care about Sarah. In all those situations, you could say Avram was callous and didn't care about anybody but himself. No! Because Avram is saying, if a Kadosh Baruch Hu is saying this is what needs to be done, then this is what needs to be done. Akol l'tava. Kol da'avid rachamana l'tav avid. This is the Gemara says. Called the Avid Rachamana Litav Avid. Everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu does, he does for the good. And it turns out, the Shulchan Aruch quotes that halacha lemaisa, that a person needs to get themselves to a place where they can say halacha lemaisa, Shulchan Aruch. Called the Avid Rachamana Litav Avid. It's halacha lemaisa. It's to live with that perspective. That was Avram. He was ready to go. Test, no test, it's all the same. Let's at least finish the paragraph. Sorry, there's a lot of off the page today. I apologize. Well, Kamo Shema Marana Kadosh Mikuvrin, Zekotei Elinu, Vekein Chidushu. As he says, I'm glad we got to quote this in one of the Avram Yonah Parshas. He hadn't quoted this yet in anything we've learned together this year. I love this. I love this cha, this beautiful Torah of the Maran Mikuvrin. He says, V'chi chidushu sh'Avram Yonah lo nishrapi givshana eish b'or kastim. He says, what was the chidush of the Medrash? The Medrash says that when Avram went to Nimrod and said to Nimrod, sorry, there's only one God. Nimrod said, fine, you think your God's so powerful? I'm going to throw you in the fiery furnace. What happens to Avraham? What?
He lives.
He doesn't burn. She's like, that's an incredible miracle. Avram didn't burn. Says the Rami Kravin, that's not a miracle. No, Avram's not going to burn. He's Neved Hashem. There's no miracle in that. He says, you want to know the miracle of the story of Or HaKasdim? Says the Rami Kravin, hear this. Chidushu shekiv shana eish lo nisraf migod ala ava shahav aravinu et HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The miracle of the kivshana eish was that when they threw Avram inside, that the furnace didn't melt from the fiery passion of Aravinu's ava Hashem. That was the chiddush of the Kivshana Eish. Not that he didn't get burned. That he didn't melt it down with his Avas Hashem. There was no suffix he was walking out of that Kivshana Eish. The chiddush is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bechasto allowed the Kivshan to remain. That's Avram. So to test Avram Avinu, to really test Avram Avinu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu stripped everything away from him internally. He took all the levels away. The Az Vayomer Hineni, and despite that, a lesson for us for all generations is that even in those moments when everything's taken away, what do we turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and say?
Hineni.
Hineni. Take that away. If nothing else, take that away from today. That in those moments when you feel like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is as distant as possible, you turn around and say, I can't see you, but I know you're here. Just letting you know, God. Hineni. I'm right here. I'm not going anywhere. You can hide as much as you want. You can make it as difficult as you want. Hineni. I'm ready for it. Because I know you're here standing next to me and I want to walk down this road with you. Gam be'et chashkut hineini nachon u'muchan. Even in the darkness, I'm ready, I'm prepared. All I want to do is serve you, Kadosh Baruch Hu. But Shad Hashem, we should be zocha to not have to go through nisyonot. They're a part of life and they're necessary, but they're hard. But that when we go through our nisyonot in life, when we go through our tests in life, to remember that a Kadosh Baruch Hu is giving us an opportunity to see deeply who we are, what we've accomplished, what we've achieved, what we've internalized. And to, in those moments, know that a Kadosh Baruch Hu is testing us and asking us to respond and say, yes, it's hard. Hineini. I'm right here. I'm the same me that I was yesterday. I'm the same me that I will be tomorrow. And what am I? I'm an Oved or Ovedet Hashem. I'm an Oved or Ohevet Hashem. And that's all that I am. And I'm ready to overcome because the me of today is the me of yesterday is the me of tomorrow. And then we should be zocha that when we have those moments of inspiration and clarity to recognize that those are gifts and to fight for them, to make them part of who we are, so that we can be like Avram Avinu, who no matter what situation we're in, we're able to look around and see a Kadosh Baruch Hu standing next to us. Even if we're staring into the darkness, I know that I'm staring into a Kadosh Baruch Hu's eyes. But Hashem, we should be zocha to that clarity, to that strength, to that growth, and the ability to overcome whatever tests come our way in life. Shkoach.